Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with fondant potatoes. That's right, if your grandfather was a European aristocrat, this may have been one of his favorite potato side dishes. So basically what I'm trying to say is this is a very old school recipe, much more popular in England and Europe, probably because it has more than one step. Americans have never really embraced it, but I really do think it's a cool recipe, and you can never have enough potato recipes, okay? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take some russet potatoes. You have to use the russet. That's just the texture that works best here. Try to get them as uniformly shaped as possible, because what we're going for is perfect cylinders. All right, we're going to cut off both ends, because the next step after we cut the ends off is to turn it up on its side and slice down with your knife, peeling it and giving it some cool edges. All right, so you could just peel this, but this is the traditional method. And of course, the potatoes are going to vary slightly. So as you're doing this step, you're going to try to get them approximately all the same thickness. When you get down to the bottom, just feel free to clean it up like that. And then once those are peeled, you're going to turn those on their side, and we're going to cut them in half as even as you can. All right, that's pretty good. Close enough for YouTube. We're going to throw those in a bowl of cold water and let them sit for about 5 minutes just to remove some of the starch from the outside. At which point we'll transfer those onto a paper towel to pat them dry. All right, we don't want any water on the surface when these go in the pan. And once our potatoes are completely dry, we're going to go over to a heavy bottom skillet. I'm using a cast iron one. I'm going to set that over high heat. I'm going to put in a couple tablespoons of grapeseed oil or some other high smoke point oil. Canola would work. I think you'd be okay with any vegetable oil. When the oil is very hot and shimmering, we're going to add our potatoes. You want to put your best looking side down. It doesn't really matter, but if one side's a little flatter and better looking than another, put that side down first. At that point, you can lower your heat to medium high, and we're just going to let those sit in there for about 5 or 6 minutes until they brown very nicely. While you're waiting, you can generously salt and pepper those. And I don't know exactly how long my first side took to brown. I don't time this kind of stuff. I just go by eye. And we're not talking barely golden. We're talking fairly well browned. All right, so be patient. So that wasn't ready yet. So I let them go another couple minutes, and that's more like it. So when they look like that, you can go ahead and flip those over. And at that point, that vegetable oil has served its purpose. I'm going to take a paper towel and absorb that oil because we're going to replace it with butter. That's right. Always an upgrade. So we're going to throw in a knob of butter with some thyme sprigs. And if you're not sure what a knob of butter is, you can just ask one of your British friends. They know. And again, we're still on medium high heat and we're going to swish that around the pan. That butter is going to get infused with that thyme. And you want a spoon and or paint with the thyme sprigs over the top. And what we're looking for here is that butter foam at the top to turn from white to a light tan color. It's going to take a couple minutes. All right, while we're waiting, let's go ahead and season this side with a generous amount of salt and pepper. And of course, it's always a good idea to make sure your potatoes are evenly spaced. And as soon as that butter foam just starts to think about turning golden, I want you to dump in a half a cup of chicken stock because these potatoes are going to roast in that stock to finish cooking in the oven. And by the way, all fondant potato means is potatoes that are roasted with stock. Or at least that's what they told me in culinary school. And why would they just make that up? So we're going to dump in the stock and immediately place that in a preheated 425 degree oven for about 30 minutes or until your fondant potatoes look like this. They're going to be very, very tender and creamy inside. And of course, the edges will be browned and crusty. The bottom gets nice and sticky from the stock, which imparts a little bit of extra richness into the potato. And of course, if yours aren't cooked yet and your stock's gone and you're worrying about the bottom burning, just add another splash and let it cook a little longer. All right, that's you cooking. I just get you close. You got to figure out the rest. And then to finish, of course, we're going to transfer this onto some kind of serving platter. If I was you, I would totally spoon over a little bit of that thyme butter. And because I have a garden, I'm going to put some blossoming thyme flowers around. I like my food pretty. And then please do as I say, not as I'm about to do right now. To really appreciate these, you have to let them cool down a little bit. This is way too hot to bite into, but I'm going to do it anyway. I got a video to shoot. And if you've never had these before, you're going to be amazed at that texture. So dense and moist and rich. Just really, really cool. Of course, you have that butter and thyme. That's always a good thing when you're talking potatoes. And of course, the real magic is that contrast between those crusty edges. Let's just listen for a little bit. Oh yeah. So it's those crusty edges contrasted with that creamy, moist center. It really is a tremendous potato technique. And of course, I've always wished there wasn't a dish already called scalloped potatoes, because I would call this scallop potatoes, because it looks like a giant scallop. But because there is, we can't do it. It would be too confusing. Hey, I ordered the scallop potato, not the scallop potatoes. So obviously that wouldn't work. There'd be like a whole scene. So we call them fondant potatoes. It's a fine name. All right. So I really hope you give that a try. Head over to foodwishes.com for all the ingredient amounts and more info, as usual. And as always, enjoy!